Hi, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on Unit 5. In the first four units, we learned about various aspects of GST, starting from introduction to the procedural aspect, to the levy aspect, to the registration aspect, assessment and returns, and finally, now we have come to the technology aspect, because technology is the driver of GST. Everything happens on GST online platform. So there is no scope for any paperwork. And when it comes to implementation, there is no excuse for the taxpayer, the registered person, that he is not aware about technology. So what is the arrangement made? What exactly the technology is deployed for GST? Who are the people to whom you can seek help for getting familiar and become expert in your regular GST transactions? From that point of view, this chapter is going to be very important. The learning objectives for this chapter is to understand the terms and concepts of the GST network. When we talk in terms of GST network, it is the technology network, the power and functions of the GST network, the concepts of goods and service tax suvidha providers. Just like I said, there are certain people who can help you out if you face any technical problems, and these entities are called as the goods and service tax suvidha providers. So who are these and where you can approach them, we will understand from this chapter. And finally, the entire GSP ecosystem. So who all are there involved into this GSP ecosystem, that also will take and a brief overview on that. So this chapter is going to make you understand about not only the network, but about the entire ecosystem and the participants in the ecosystem. And for that reason, on one side, up till now, you have understood the provisions of GST. Now you will also understand the implementers of GST. So friends, GST being a destination-based tax, interstate trade of goods and service reads a robust settlement mechanism. We have seen the benefit of revenue is distributed between the states and the central government, and for that reason, capturing of information and settlement of information is very important aspect. And for that reason, a robust settlement mechanism amongst the states and the center becomes very important, and this is possible only when there is a strong IT infrastructure. And to support that IT infrastructure, there has to be a solid service backbone. Strong IT infrastructure enables in capturing, processing, exchanging of information amongst the stakeholders, which includes the taxpayers, the state government, the central government, accounting offices, banks and RBIs, and all the entities in the ecosystem which supports the GST system. A healthy IT network is essential for administration of GST in order to ensure proper compliance and avoid misuse of the input tax credit. So on one side, the technology helps for a seamless implementation of GST platform. On the other side, it also plugs in the misuse of any provision of GST. Goods and Service Tax Network has been set up to provide a strong and healthy IT network. So when we talk in terms of network, we will call it as GSTN. GSTN stands for Goods and Services Tax Network. What is GSTN? GSTN has been set up as an entity that will provide a strong and healthy IT network. We will see about this in more details in the coming slides. GSTN is a not-for-profit organization, has been set up to provide IT infrastructure and services to the central government, to the state government, taxpayers and other stakeholders for the implementation of goods and service tax. So no one has to look anywhere else but to GSTN as far as the infrastructure, the IT infrastructure and services are concerned. As we saw in the previous slide, GSTN is a not-for-profit organization. Who are the contributors to the GSTN? Who has subscribed to the capital? GSTN authorized capital is rupees 10 crores. Government of India holds 24.5% equity in GSTN, and all states and Indian union territories, including the National Capital Territory of Delhi, the Puducherry, the Empower Committee of State Finance Ministers. Together, they hold 24.5%, and the balance 51% equity is with non-government financial institution. So the capital of GSTN has been contributed by the government as well as non-government financial institutions. Now, what will GSTN manage? GSTN will manage the entire IT system of the GST portal. GST portal will be used by the government to track every financial transaction and will provide taxpayers with all services from registration to filing tax and maintaining all tax details. So as I said, it's a seamless online process. You don't have to do any physical work as far as the GST implementation is concerned. GSTN is the backbone of the common portal, which is the interface between the taxpayers and the government. The entire process of GST is online, starting from registration to the filing of returns. Now, what all will GSTN handle? GSTN will handle invoices, various returns, registrations, payments, as well as refunds. So everything, every transaction that relates with GST will be handled by GSTN. Now let us understand the genesis and structure of GSTN. The GST project is a unique and complex IT initiative. Why do we call it unique? Because for the first time, a uniform interface for the taxpayer and a common sharing of IT infrastructure between the center and the state government has been created. So previously, there were platforms, but they were standalone platforms, they were isolated platforms. Here, there is a common platform for the taxpayer as well as for the central government and state government. Complex, why it is complex? Because converting a non-technology platform into a technology platform, especially when there were so many legislations existing and bringing them under one roof of GST was a big challenge. So before GST, the central government and the state government had different indirect tax laws. Tax was administered to various administrators working under different laws, regulations, procedures, formats, and consequently the IT system worked as independent sites. So bringing together all this together under one roof was a big challenge and a complex task. So after GST, all the systems were integrated to bring all the tax administrators, be it central government, be it state government or union territories, to the same level of IT maturity with uniform formats and interfaces for the taxpayers and other external stakeholders. So bringing all the stakeholders under one platform was not only complex, was challenging also, but a super implementation from with support from all sides has made this possible. Now let us understand the Empowered Group on IT Infrastructure for GST. Empowered Group on IT Infrastructure for GST was set up under the chairmanship of Dr. Nandan Linekani to suggest inter alia the modalities to set up a national information utility special purpose vehicle for implementing the common portal to be called as a GST network, as well as to recommend the structure and terms of references for the NIU, that is the National Information Utility, or the SPV, that is the special purpose vehicle, detailed implementation strategy and the roadmap for its creation, in addition to other items like training, outreach, etc. So this Empowered Group of IT structure on IT structure for GST had a very big task on hand, and because of their fantastic task, the GSTN was actually established. The Empowered Group recommended to create a special purpose vehicle for implementing the GST system project. They recommended to have a non-governmental structure for the GSTN SPV with government equity of 49% to enable efficient and reliable provision of service in a demanding environment. And after considering the key parameters such as independence of management, strategic control of government, flexibility in organizational structure, agility in decision making, and ability to hire and retain competent human resources, the recommendations were complete from the empowered group. And that brought about the birth of GSTN. Government of India approved the proposal for setting up a special purpose vehicle to be called as Goods and Service Tax Network. The Goods and Service Tax Network was registered as a non-government, not-for-profit, private limited company under Section 8 of Companies Act 2013. The strategic control of the government over the SPV would be ensured through measures such as the composition of the board, mechanisms of special resolutions and shareholders agreement, induction of government offices on deputation, and agreements between GSTN, SPV and the governments. So it was a private-public control. However, government also has its own say, a strategic control on important aspects of GSTN. GSTN SPV would be exclusive national agency responsible for delivering integrated indirect tax related services involving multiple tax authorities. The GSTN SPV would have a self-sustaining revenue model where it would be able to levy user charges on the taxpayers and the tax authorities availing services. So long run wise, it was a properly thought out strategy to self-sustain as well as create revenue so that it would be able to levy user charges on the taxpayers and the tax authorities availing services and survive and prosper in the long run. What are the salient features of GSTN? GSTN provides a uniform interface for the taxpayer and also create a common and shared IT infrastructure between the center and the state. The GSTN is a trusted national utility, national information utility to be more specific, popularly known as the NIU, providing reliable, efficient, and robust IT backbone for the smooth functioning of the GST in India. GSTN is capable of handling complex and higher volumes of transactions all over India. So even though the businesses will be growing in the future, GSTN has a capacity, capability of handling complex and higher volume of transactions. The government will have strategic control over the GSTN as it is necessary to keep the information of all taxpayers confidential and secure. The user charges will be paid entirely by the central government and the state government in equal proportions, that is 50-50, on behalf of all the users. What is the vision of GSTN? The vision of GSTN is to become a trusted national information utility which provides reliable, efficient, and robust IT backbone for the smooth functioning of the goods and service tax regime, enabling economic agents to leverage the entire nation as one market with minimal indirect tax compliance cost. What's the mission of GSTN? The number one mission is to provide common and shared IT infrastructure and services to the central and state governments, taxpayers, and other shared stakeholders for implementation of the goods and service tax. To provide a common registration, return, and payment service to the taxpayer is a second important mission of GSTN. Partner with other agencies for creating an efficient and user-friendly GST ecosystem. Encourage and collaborate with the GST Suvidha providers. We'll talk about GSTs more in our next slides. For rolling out the GST applications for providing simplified services to the stakeholders, because the simplified services, user-friendly services were very important, and for that reason, the GST Suvidha providers are actually created to collaborate and encourage the stakeholders. The fifth important mission of GSTN is to carry out research, study the best practices, and provide training and consultancy to the tax authorities and other stakeholders. Next important mission of GSTN is to provide efficient back-end services to the tax departments of the central and state governments on request. Another important mission of GSTN is to develop the taxable profiling utility, popularly known as the TPU, for central and state tax administration. Assist tax authorities in important tax compliance and transparency of tax admission system is yet another mission of GSTN. And finally, deliver any other service of relevance to the central and state government and other stakeholders on request is included in the mission of GSTN. What are the powers and functions of GSTN? GSTN will provide various services to a common GST portal. And what are these services like? Number one, registration, including existing taxpayer migration. We have seen many were there before GST had to comply with different laws. So bringing them all together, all the eligible taxpayers together for registration was the first important function of GSTN. Payment management, including payment gateways and integration with the banking system, is yet another important function of GSTN. Third important function, return filing and processing. Fourth important function, input tax credit matching, reversal of ITC, followed by IGST settlement. Next important functions include the taxpayers management, including account management, notification, information and status tracking, and tax authority account and lien management also forms a very important function of GSTN. If we have to go through the next important functions, it can be computation of settlement, including the IGST settlement between the center and states, clearing house for IGST, processing and reconciliation of GST on import, and integration with EDI systems of customs, because we have seen when it comes to import, in addition to GST, basic customs duty and some cesses are also applicable. So a lot of processing and reconciliation happens again electronically. Creating MIS, including need-based information and business intelligence, because we have screen in case of best scrutiny assessments or summary assessment, the proper officer has to get some sort of information which can come in the form of business intelligence. So the MIS and the business intelligence can help the proper officer to understand whether there is some leakage in revenue, to scrutinize the transactions of the taxpayer. Next important function can be maintenance of interfaces between the common GST portal and the tax administration systems. Provide training to the stakeholders. Once again, this training can be in the form of beautiful, understandable audio-visual presentations, which will give small intellect points, inputs to all the stakeholders so that the GST system becomes very familiar. Next important function can be to provide analytical and business intelligence to the tax authorities. As we saw, this can be very important when it comes to assessment by the tax authorities. And always, any system that is implemented is not always good for a longer period. So carrying out research and study the best practices across the world. We have seen France was the first country to implement GST. Subsequently, more than 140 countries have actually implemented. India implemented in 2017. So across the world, there will be so many evolutions. So studying out best practices, carrying out research, and bringing in the best for making our system, GST system, the best. That is also one important function of GSTN. Now coming to the core services and statutory functions. In the GST redesign, the core services are required by the taxpayers, such as applying for registration, uploading of invoices, filing of returns, making tax payment, all this are hosted on GSTN. The GST portal services front end, as we see, it has a front end, it has a back end. So we will understand what activities are done at the front end, what activities are done at the back end. The GST portal shall be provided, front end fund shall be provided by the GSTN. However, all the statutory functions, such as approval of registration, assessment of returns, conducting investigation, audit, etc. shall be conducted by the tax authorities of the state and central government. The front end is useful for the taxpayers. The back end is largely useful for the tax authorities. The back end services, the modules for processing the application returns, are developed independently by the states and the central government. The GST portal, the URL link www.gst.gov.in will be one single common portal for all the GST related services such as tax registration, a new registration, surrender of registration, cancellation registration, amendment, etc., invoice upload, auto drafting of purchase details of buyer, GST returns filing on the stipulated dates for each type of returns, tax payment by creation of challan and integration with agency banks, electronic credit ledger, cash ledger, liability register, MIS reporting for taxpayers, tax officials and other stakeholders, and business intelligence analytics for tax officials. GSTN will be accessible over internet by taxpayers, their CAs, the tax advocates, and internet by the tax officials. So this portal can be accessed in various ways, both by the taxpayers as well as by the practitioners as well as by the government or the tax authorities. What are the benefits? A common GST system provides linkages to all the states, union territories, commercial tax departments, central tax authorities, taxpayers, banks, and all stakeholders that are in the GST ecosystem. The GST system will include all the stakeholders, taxpayers, tax professionals, tax officials, banks, as well as the accounting authorities. GSTN has prepared a computer-based training material. As I said before, beautiful audio video programs are included in this computer-based training materials, which have videos embedded in them for each process to be performed on the GST portal. So even though a person did not want to read major voluminous documents, just by going through this computer-based training materials, they can get themselves familiar with various procedures and formalities that needs to be complied under the GST laws. Now let us understand some details about the goods and service tax suvidha providers. Like GSTN, we saw it provides infrastructure, but when it comes to facilitating, we require some entity who will be in contact with the stakeholders, help them, guide them, and this work is done by the goods and service tax suvidha providers, popularly known as the GSP. GSTN has been set up with the sole objective of developing and maintaining of IT infrastructure for the goods and service tax implementation in India. This is in line with the Digital India initiative for a paperless tax compliance design and brings more ease in doing business. However, GSP stands for GST Suvidha Provider. A GSP is considered as an enabler for the taxpayer to comply with the provisions of the GST law through its web platform. GSPs are accessible to the taxpayer to present their problems and get solutions for the problems, and that is how a seamless implementation of a solid, robust technology infrastructure provided by GSTN happens. What is the framework of GSP? GSP shall provide the taxpayers with all the services for maintaining their individual business ledgers, sales ledgers, purchase ledgers, and all other value-added services around the same, which is based on GST laws. GSP shall provide automatic reconciliation of the purchases that are made and entered in the purchase register and the data downloaded in the form of GSTR2 from the GST portal. GSP shall also fulfill the sector-specific or trade-specific needs. GSPs can help the taxpayers in GST compliance through their innovative solutions. So GST has a lot of useful activities for the taxpayers as well as the stakeholders. Now there are certain guidelines and architecture of GSPs to integrate with the GST system. GST should follow with the Government of India IT security policies and standards. ISVs along with the GSVs must provide adequate bandwidth end-to-end for connecting to the GSV systems. The GSV and its ISV shall make necessary technology changes as and when that happens at its own cost. Now let's talk about the GSP ecosystem. The GSP ecosystem consists of all the stakeholders, starting from the taxpayer to the tax professional, to the officials, to the GST portals, to the banks, to the accounting authorities. So there is nothing which is excluded that is related to GST from the GSP ecosystem. GSTN has engaged Infosys as a single managed service provider for the design, development, and deployment of the GST system. GST network will not be available over the internet due to security concerns. All individuals must use a software platform provided by a licensed GSP to file their returns. So a big thought has been given into providing security as well as providing simplicity to the taxpayer. The GSP software ecosystem consists of a web portal, the software, the apps, accounting and ERP software, and lot many other things which are developed by the GSV. It is a buffer between the taxpayer and the central GST server maintained by the government. The taxpayers upload their data first to the servers maintained by the GSP, which is then securely uploaded and transferred to the central GST server. A GSP may decide to dually function as an ASP, that is the application service provider also, or it can authorize another company to act as an ASP. Now, who is an ASP? The role of an ASP is to take the raw customer business data on sales and purchase and convert it into a GST returns format. We need to have a proper way to let the information go through a proper system. So the services provided by an ASP includes compilation of the invoice data from individual business units, uploading the sales register and supply in the form of GSTR1 within 10 days at the end of the month automatically. Downloading inward purchase receipts as draft GSTR2 generated by the system based on GSTR1 filled by the corresponding suppliers is also an important aspect of the application service provider facilitation to the taxpayer. Cross-matching and purchasing recorded in the books of business with a draft GSTR2, then uploading the final GSTR2, changing GSTR3 basis on GSTR 1 and 2, all this help is provided by the application service provider. What are the main advantages of GSV? If all this had to be done manually by business, it will require a huge amount of manpower and an equally impressive chunk of capital by the business. So this entire manpower spends on the manpower, spends on the capital is saved because of GSP. These are all automated systems by the software provided by ASV. So a standardized software and easy implementation helps the stakeholders to have a seamless flow in the GSP ecosystem. ASPs also provide other value-added financial services in their applications, such as the income tax filing, audits, business accounting, payment gateways, business registration, digital signatures, e-way bills, utility payments, etc., to develop a singular ecosystem that can take care of all the consumers and business needs. GSP software also makes a return filing fast, easy, and automatic. So that is the uniqueness of the GSP software. ASPs would have full access to the customer sales and purchase data. So there can be issues of confidentiality of personal and business information, because all this information is enough to obtain the crucial business data, such as the identity of the customer based on the sales volumes, location, nature of goods sold, sales price contracted with the purchase price and the margin and other important details about the business. However, GSTN has the responsibility to ensure the confidentiality of personal and business information furnished by the taxpayers on GST Con portal. GST has important best practices to ensure the confidentiality, and they have to, that's what we said, they are doing continuous research on the best practices that can be done, and hence GST has to ensure the confidentiality of personal and business information furnished by the taxpayers on the GST Common Portal. GSTN ensures the role-based access control, properly known as the RBAC, and encryption of critical data of taxpayers both during the transit and in storage, so that the security of the information would be ensured. So all inbuilt security also are a part of the GSTN network. So friends, with this we complete all the five units of GST. The more you get yourself updated, the more you actually go into implementation aspect, your knowledge about GST would keep on improving. So all the best, and thank you.